This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A new Cleveland rock band is ditching the formula of a frontman and catchy lyrics for guitar and synth-driven soundscapes. For this week's Shuffle, I talked with members of Royal Beasts about how they're working to connect with audiences through instrumental music. Guitarist Will Hooper and Jason Dunlap were busy working on other projects when they decided to come together last year with drummer Alex Schumann and see how they sounded together. Dunlap says it was an instant connection.
We just started playing and just feeling it out and quickly discovered, oh wow, we really speak the same language. We dedicated about 10 months or so of just study and practice and just played and played and played and broke things down and deconstructed our songs and reworked them and tried to piece them back together again.
Will, you're also the guitarist in the Cleveland indie rock band Ottawa. And Ottawa has a lot of catchy songs with lyrics that people in the audience can sing along to. How do you approach music like this where it's not driven by lyrics?
Yeah. I mean, I've always loved instrumental music, also jazz music and post-rock, kind of this genre we're talking about here. But it's kind of nice because I think instrumental music is more open to interpretation. If there's no lyrics, there's no singer, people can attach their own meaning to a song without being told that it's about something. It's kind of freeing in a way to just worry about just what the emotion of the song is, what the feeling is.
What is it like to perform live?
It's really, really fun. There's live visuals that we perform to behind us, so there's like a visual element to it.
Jason.
It's intense. We don't speak the entire, we don't do any banter in between our songs. If anything, we try to keep an entire soundscape alive for the entire set, which sometimes we don't. Sometimes we want to give people a bit more of a break because it can be pretty intense at times. What's always amusing to me on stage with that is, because people that aren't familiar with us, you know, we have 9-10 minute long songs that have these breaks in between, kind of like movements do, right? In other types of music. And in between those movements, sometimes there's a little bit of space that we deliberately have exist. And there's always sometimes people that'll be like, okay, it's going to keep going. You know, it's they're not really sure.
And that's okay.
It's wonderful. And so there's these moments where like, sometimes you're in a band and you want to play a song, and then when your song's over, you want the gratification of applause, and then we're going to move on to the next song. Personally, I don't look forward to any of that until the very, very, very end.
It's interesting because it's not like, well, here's our next hit.
Nothing like that at all. I mean, and it's not this type of band where we show up to a club and we're like, okay, guys, let's write a set list. We have written a set and we have rehearsed it from start to finish with our transitions, with the visuals.
Wow.
Everything becomes these like dress rehearsals and practice for us before we go play live. I think it speaks to the entire kind of genesis and genealogy of the band itself, in that because we spent so much time wanting to get it right before we showcase it off to people, that's not something that we want to lose as we go forward, right? We have to keep that same mentality about ourselves of saying, you know, we have to put our best foot forward.
That's Jason Dunlap and Will Hooper of Royal Beasts. They play a show Friday at May Halls in Lakewood. You can find links and more at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene, Thursdays on Morning Edition.